Does a rise in unemployment mean Adrian Orr had a good day? Did he say to himself, oh, the rate rises are working, this thing might not be as big a cluster as I'd imagined? Or did he look at those wage increases and freak out and think, oh my God, the cash rate won't be topping out at 3.9 after all? Explain to me how there are more unemployed people. How did that happen? How can you not have a job when there are jobs all around you? How can there be more people without a job this morning when there are jobs galore in every industry, every sector, every part of the economy? How can employer after sector after industry all say the same thing? They can't get people. They can't pay enough. They advertise for months on end with no results. And yet you and I, the taxpayer, are forking out for another 2,000 who allegedly lost their jobs between yesterday's stats and the previous ones. The underutilized figure is more sensible. That went down. There are fewer people wanting more work as opposed to merely just wanting a job. Pay is up, but not nearly as high as inflation is, so we're all going backwards. But this is one of those weird stats I can't blame the experts for. Everyone said the unemployment rate would drop, and why wouldn't they? Every second shop window tells you about the work that isn't being done, and yet 3.2 goes to 3.3, which from Adrian's point of view is good. A bit of slack in the labour market is what he's after. He wants us to stop spending, wants the mad wage increases to stop, wants to slow us down to the point where the prices start to fall, where those with warehouses full of stock have to discount them out the door. He won't say it, but a recession would suit him down to the ground. He officially would like a soft landing, but it ain't going to happen. But if you ever scratched your head about the economy and what you thought was happening, then it's these sort of statistics that do your head in. Obviously, there's a massive mismatch. The jobs on offer aren't the ones those who lost them want. Unless, of course, they are. And welfare is now such a soft option where more people simply can't be bothered. I wouldn't rule that out. But a country with no growth, in part because the jobs aren't getting done, seeing more people lose their job doesn't make sense and isn't good for anyone.